This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Precision Pays and AgWire.com, and I'm with Tom Younge, who is the show director for the 2014 Iowa Power Farming Show. Tom, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Well, Tom, I walked through here. Oh, my goodness, there's a lot of people here today. So, you know, give us an overview. Talk a little bit about how many people are you expecting this week, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the, you know, key things that people can do when they're here.
Okay. We had about 8,500 people in yesterday, and today we should have over 10,000. So for the 3 days, we'll run somewhere between, 25,000 people will be coming in for the show.
Now, how does that compare to past years? It seems I've been here before, and I don't know, it seems like every year you get more people here.
Yeah, it's been increasing for probably the last 7-8 years. The attendance has been growing. We're seeing people come now from 4 hours out pretty easy now. Talking guys from Wisconsin and Minnesota, South Dakota. So people are finding out about how good the show is and how many exhibitors we have here. And once they talk to their neighbor, then they seem to come the next year or so.
Well, speaking of exhibitors, I mean, there's some fabulous exhibitors and booths as I walk through here, and I'm thinking it looks like you probably have record exhibitors here as well.
Yeah, we're packed. We have 780 companies here. We have about 100 companies on the waiting list trying to get in the show. And we see, too, that we have the national displays that come to the show now. You see, like, the Ag Leaders and the John Deeres. They're taking another step up and making it more of a corporate display than maybe some of the other shows.
Wow, so 100 people still on the waiting list. And you pretty much have nowhere to grow here in this building, all these buildings, correct?
That's correct. We're using every hallway that we can find. I keep trying to find another little spot for somebody because they keep begging to get in, and so it's a good position to be in, and we can be a little more selective then too. So one thing we really pride ourselves in being egg-related products, that we don't open it up to, the pots and pans or different things like that, so we want to keep it all ag related, and electronics is a big part of it, and the precision ag side of it, we're really promoting a lot of that this year.
Now, in addition to all the exhibitors, you also have seminars happening and workshops happening all through the 3 days as well. So what have been, what are some of those key seminars that are going to take place?
Well, each year we always have Ag Leader doing some precision ag, sort of giving the latest on that end of it. Stuart Peterson gives us updates on the commodity markets. And there's a lot also going on with the transition of the farm. So we seem to have a couple speakers each day talking about that, because that's a big issue now with the value of the farms, of how they're going to transition that into the family. And this year also we've added the cover crop workshops. Last year was the first year that we had some interest in cover cropping, and out east they're doing it more. Iowa, we're probably lagging a little. And so there's interest in that. And so we have 45 one-hour sessions on cover crops this year.
Well, that is amazing. So you really are keeping up with agriculture and the trends. It almost seems you're almost ahead of some of these trends that are happening.
Well, yeah, we have to try to do that to stay ahead, keep things fresh. The drones are real hot right now. I've had a lot of farmers going around asking where these companies are at. So we have 4 of those companies here this year showing what that could be doing for farmers in the future.
Wow. So for the people who haven't come yet, we have all today. What time are you open until today?
We're open till 4 o'clock today, and then tomorrow we're from 9 o'clock to 3.
Okay. And admission is $6.
And they can register online on iowapowershow.com and get a $3 discount.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. So, all right. Well, let's get some of those people to drive. The weather's great compared to when I saw you here last year. So.
That's right. Yes, you're right. Yeah, I would say it would be a big crowd today when you're talking in the mid-30s for what we've been having.
Right. So, great. Well, Tom, it's a great show. You really pulled it off again this year.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.